You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Voice of Jazz, a cat with youth, soul, and quite a future ahead of him. That was jazz pianist Joey Alexander with the title cut off his newest 2020 CD called Warna. He's the youngest musician ever nominated for a Grammy Award in the jazz category, and he's a media favorite. And this Verve release is another testament to his maturity of sound and song that is just always full of swing. We caught up with Joey here at Neon Jazz and talked about many things, but one thing we wanted to know was how he wanted to get into the jazz craft, and he explains.
You know, musicians listening to each other and having this, you know, musical conversation, that really was interesting to me. I wanted to be part of that experience in playing with people.
This young musician channels what he sees, hears, and feels throughout his life and travels into a melodic gift and natural aptitude for spontaneous collaboration. This specific album unfolds like entries in a road journal. Joey arrived in New York City in 2014, performing at the Jazz and Lincoln Center's annual fundraising gala. At the helm of a packed out theater containing some of Manhattan's most elite arts benefactors, he wowed that crowd with a remarkably rich and lyrical rendition of Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk. And that was the beginning of the fascination. And on October 18, 2019, he made his triumphant return to Carnegie Hall to a sold-out crowd. And we had to know if there were any other dreams in Joey's world other than music. This was his answer.
My fans, you know, listen to my music and to create my own music. So that, to me, is such a blessing. Yeah, to be honest, I don't know what I would do if I didn't play music.
It had been a long time coming for Neon Jazz to talk with Joey. It's great to catch up with him. We wish him the best as time marches on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is jazz, always has and always will be. And we hold hopeful and steady amid the COVID-19 quarantine of April 2020, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you some jazz and hoping you give back to the jazz cats of the world that cannot perform live right now. So one of the unfortunate losses of the coronavirus epidemic hitting the world now is who it is taking. And one of those cats is virtuoso trumpeter Wallace Roney. He left us at the age of 59 on March 31st, 2020. He started with Miles Davis and went on to become a true jazz titan. Here he is with Kenny Drew Jr. and his trio with the tune Children's Games off the 2000 CD Remembrance as we remember Wallace.
Thank you. Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
was drummer, composer, producer, and electronic musician Moses Boyd with the tune Stranger Than Fiction off the 2020 CD Dark Matter. This bright young cat is the London-born winner of the MOBO Awards 2015 Best Jazz Act, the John Peel Playmore Jazz Award for 2016. This cat has worked and collaborated with so many so far, and he even releases music under his own label called Exodus Records. This guy's got a great future. From the very talented pianist Fred Wackenhut, joined by his quartet, this is the 1996 tune, This I Dig of You, as the music continues on around here.
My name is Joy Alexander, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the very talented trumpeter Win Pongsakorn, originally from Thailand and now living in Austria, with the 2020 tune Green and Yellow off his CD Yes It Is. And it sure is. This CD is high performance and it's full of great and promising musicians. And Win's command of the music and his vision is very evident. This CD is good from start to finish. We caught up with him here at the show to talk about his life and music, and these were some of his thoughts.
I'm really happy every time that I've been on stage making some new friends, play some music that I wrote, or share about my music to other musicians, and also listening to other guys playing, or they share my music. I mean, that's my happiness.
From the brilliant jazz guitarist from my new hometown of Lee Summit, Missouri, this is Pat Metheny from the very alluring new recording, the 2020 CD From This Place. This is the tune You Are. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the veteran and very cool jazz guitarist and educator up there in Boston, Jerry Bodwin, with his trio with the 1998 song Just Among Friends. And that's the way he rolls. He is a very well-known member of the new Guitar Summit with Jay Giles. Yep, the Jay Giles you're thinking. And Duke Robillard. His father listened to Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, and country music, and that would seep into his bloodstream. In 1972, he went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and that would be a life destination. So he talked about that jazz magic with Neon Jazz. Have a listen.
Jazz is just, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You get up there and play, and magic can happen, like you said, and when that happens, it's unbelievable. But even just the creation of music, you know, with people creating music together, working off of each other, and what they're doing is an amazing thing.
So he was visiting his sister in New York City when he saw Bucky Pizzarelli and was motivated to buy a 7-string guitar. Bucky would go on to become a lifelong friend and mentor. And that leads us to another sad bit of news from this COVID-19 global pandemic. This disease took the life of Bucky at the age of 94. And as we get into the 1961 tune, The Astronaut, let's listen to Jerry talk about his good friend as we remember the Titan, Bucky.
So Bucky gave me a lesson in the bathroom and he handed me a 7-string, and he took the other guy's guitar, and we played a blues, and I think we played Willow Weep for Me or something. And that was it. Next weekend, I went out and found a 7-string and kept going. My name is Jerry Bowden. I'm a jazz guitarist, and when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino.
That was the tune Worry Later off the 2020 CD Without Deception by bassist Dave Holland, drummer Jonathan Blake, and pianist Kenny Barron. Quite a stellar lineup of cats and a wondrous new recording. And finally, we end this episode remembering the leader of America's first jazz family, jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis, who left us on April 1, 2020 at the age of 85 from complications that he got from the coronavirus. This king of New Orleans will be greatly missed, and we wanted to say thank you with the tune Z's Blues, and he does this with the family trio back in 1998. So it's with that we thank you for tuning in to one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, Joe Engineer, and a man staying safe and cool in this global pandemic. And I cannot wait to see again the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. These are challenging times, man. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, take care of the artists. Chip in a bit. And know that jazz will always be here to make you and all of us a little bit stronger. Cheers, kids. And until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.